the 10th of June, 2021, the Stu Peters Show is on. My name is Stu Peters. Welcome into the program. I want to take the opportunity to remind you right at the top of the show, this is one of the most crucial things that you can do is to stop everything you're doing and go follow me in Telegram. t.me/StuPeters. Go find me in Telegram, because as these other social media platforms start to go away, I want to make sure that we can stay in touch. So go follow me on Telegram. By the way, on Telegram, I interact with everybody. I look at all of your comments. It's really fun. I share my personal life with you. I take you into my truck with me, my kids, all kinds of different stuff, because I don't care about these cancel culture Nazis. Come for me. Go ahead. I got plenty of guns and, more importantly, all kinds of ammo. Lynn Wood is on hold right now. We're going to check in with Lynn Wood today. He has a strong and urgent message for Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. He says he's going to call him out, as well as McMaster in South Carolina. He says they have a duty to do, and he wants to tell our audience about it. So Lynn Wood is on hold. We will get to him momentarily. Also, Dr. Jane Ruby is going to be here. All of these VAERS numbers have been blown out. They're being throttled. They're being hidden. They're disappearing. That is a big deal. VAERS, that is the reporting engine for all of the vaccine-related injuries. And this is something that medical professionals need to know about, and they're not paying attention to this. I don't know why. It's part of the Health and Human Services. Our taxpayer dollars pay for this reporting system. You guys need to be paying attention to this. These numbers are being throttled. Dr. Jane Ruby will be here also to go over new developments with this vaccine that is not really a vaccine, the hoax vaccine, the jab, the shot in the arm that has been rolled out intentionally as planned to be a self-spreading, transmissible vaccine so that everybody will get this thing. We have no idea what's in it. There's no informed consent. It's a disaster. And now Pfizer has announced that they want to start jabbing your kids as young as 5 years old. Deanna Lorraine will be here for Shots Fired as well. But right now we go to our key sponsor on the show. That's Cortez Wealth Management. And Carlos Cortez, the independent fiduciary and CEO of that wonderful patriotic company, is standing by. How are you, Carlos?
Hey, Stu. Thanks for having me.
Looks
it's
like
hot
you're
and sunny in Florida.
Yeah, the Sunshine State. You got a beautiful garden there behind you. It's awesome. I want to make sure everybody is very aware of what you're doing. You're fulfilling your patriotic duty. You are offering a free class, which it's taking place tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. 8:30 p.m. Eastern. It's free, 100% free. He's doing this for you. This class. Lots of questions people are having about IRAs, Social Security, retirement. Where do I put my money? Is cryptocurrency good? All of this stuff is going to be included, as well as the tax-free, never-taxed retirement strategy. It's all part of the America First Retirement Plan. So what you want to do right now is go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com and enter the password Cortez. Did I miss anything?
Stu, you summed it up. Just to piggyback on what you said, thanks for having me on. Love you. Love the show. Love all the calls we're getting. Getting a lot of calls as I keep sounding like a broken record. I mean, it's just terrible, like with the IRAs and 401ks. People are literally walking in into a guillotine, a financial guillotine. I mean, literally, think about, Stu, you've been busting your butt your whole life trying to live the American dream, only to know that the fact of the matter is that every single paycheck that you've received for your whole life, you've taken out your steward, and you've been a steward of your own money, and you take 10% of your paycheck and dump it in a 401k, you literally are being pulled by the short hairs for the rest of your life because the IRS now owns you. I mean, with the taxes going up, the stock market being fabricated at all-time highs, we're all holding our breath to see when this damn thing is going to drop. But the fact of the matter is if you lose money in a qualified IRA, you can never write it off.
Biden is hiring an unprecedented amount of IRS field agents. Why do you think that is? Because they're coming after you, and they're going to use every single asset at their disposal to do it. And they're going to kick you when you're down, and they're going to hurt you when it counts, and they're going to take advantage of you when you're vulnerable. They've pulled the wool over your eyes with this COVID-19, now the injection, false flags everywhere, steal an election. They've got you all disoriented, discombobulated. It's like a kidnapping victim. Now they're doing the Stockholm Syndrome thing. No, you got to fall in love with your captors. It's a huge psyop so they can come after your money. That's all they want, is they want your money. Save your money. protect your money, do it with somebody who knows what they're talking about. Just attend the class. You don't have to be doing business with Cortez Wealth Management, although you're stupid if you're not, or you're maybe not stupid. Maybe you're just ignorant to the fact that he's a better help. Maybe you're just unaware right now. You're less than informed. But start with the information tonight. It happens at 8:30. You can go right now and secure your spot. Sign up for this class. He's doing it as a free service to Patriots, America First Patriots, because he is an America First Patriot. He is a family man. He is a father. He's the independent fiduciary that can help you. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, and enter the password Cortez to secure your spot. Carlos Cortez, we always appreciate having you. Lynn Wood is on hold. We are going to go to him right
now.
We have Dr. Jane Ruby on hold, and Deanna Lorraine will join us momentarily. The Stu Peters Show is on. Well, a man that's fighting so many battles, fervently fighting off attacks on his business, his physical person, his faith, his support of President Donald J. Trump, his personal life, but still musters the God-granted drive to continue fighting for our constitutional republic and fighting for you. Lynn Wood joins us now. It's a pleasure to have you. Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I want to personally thank you, Lynn, for your strength. You're an absolutely amazing warrior. I know that you know that, but I have to say that.
Well, Stu, thank you very much. Your comments are very kind, and they mean a lot to me. But let me return the favor, so to speak. I've been watching you online, and I got to tell you, my friend, you are fighting a lot of battles yourself, and you are revealing some very, very significant truths to the American public. So we're all in this together. I've got my task and you've got yours, and so I want to commend you for your efforts and what you're doing to reveal truth.
I appreciate that. Lynn, you've been focused on many things, obviously. I watch your Telegram, and your fingers are in literally everything. But you're really remaining strong and steadfast in highlighting the importance of the ongoing audits. Everybody knows about Arizona, but we're talking about other swing states potentially following suit. And I find it interesting that you've been talking about Florida. So the reason I asked you here is because I'd like for you to tell the audience why an audit in the Sunshine State is equally as important as anywhere else, despite the fact that President Trump defeated Biden handily in that state.
Well, the question, and I think the burning issue before our country right now is election integrity. I believe there will be ample evidence that exists and will be revealed to show that, as I've said literally from day one, that Donald Trump won a massive landslide reelection and there was an attempt to cheat. We focused on the presidency, but equally important are the down ballot races. I think if you look at states where Trump won, you're going to find that there are concerns among voters about some of the down-ballot results. If you're trying to take control of a country, you don't alone take it at the top, but you take it on the down-ballot too, even local races. So I look at the problem being one of the use of computer voting systems. I think everybody knows that Dominion is at play for good reason. And I will, if you don't mind, refer people to an October 11th, 2020, lengthy order by Federal Judge Amy Totenberg in Atlanta in a lawsuit filed by the Democratic Party against the Secretary of State in Georgia, contending that the Dominion machines were susceptible to fraud. The judge ruled after hearing a number of experts in a lengthy order that it wasn't a matter of if the fraud would occur with Dominion, it was a matter of when. That was 3 weeks before the election. So then I look over at ES&S. It's the same basic setup. The computer voting system on marking the ballot and the tabulators to compute the vote. Different name, same system, same potential risk of fraud. So I look at Florida. Florida used ES&S. Trump won. I bet he won by more than what they even report. And the same thing is true, I believe, in South Carolina, where I now reside since February of this year. I believe that there are a lot of people in South Carolina that have serious concerns about the idea that Lindsey Graham got almost as many votes as Donald Trump. he's not popular in South Carolina. So there's also concerns, even in South Carolina, with 150,000 paper ballots that got through despite a Supreme Court decision before the election. In Florida, I've heard a number of people complaining that they received numerous absentee ballots. They complained to the governor. No action was taken. So here's where I stand. Governor DeSantis has been a champion for Trump. The governor of South Carolina, Henry McMaster, has been endorsed by Trump, claims to be a Trump supporter. If they care about integrity in our elections, then they should do full forensic audits of the Florida vote and the South Carolina vote. I believe they're going to find that the ES and S machines and also paper ballots were utilized in both of those states to cheat on the down ballot. And that tells me that probably the vote margins that President Trump received in those states probably was deflated. But nonetheless, fraud is fraud. It's as important to find out if it occurred on the down ballot races as it is with the top of the ticket. So they've got the power. They've got the legislatures. They could easily start right away with a full forensic audit of their November 2020 votes. And it would be potentially a game changer because it would show that the fraud went beyond just the Dominion machines, but went to all computer voting machines, which I believe this country's got to get rid of and return back to some form of a paper ballot that's verifiable so that we know that we have an honest election and we are electing honest officials in government.
Well, I'm pretty confident that Governor Ron DeSantis watches the show, or at least consume some of it. We had some reaction from him based on an expose that we did in Florida, basically exposing the entire Florida judiciary, which needs a complete overhaul. What are you specifically calling?
That's true all across the country.
Yeah, absolutely. What are you specifically calling on Governor DeSantis to do if he were listening right now?
I would go to the people in Arizona. They have, I think, invented and created the right system for a full forensic audit. And I would, instead of reinventing the wheel, I would follow the lead of Arizona, and I would immediately start a full forensic audit of the Florida November 2020 vote. I posted on Telegram, it's the only place where I post online, at Lynn Wood Speaks Truth. This morning I posted a January 2020, of all things, NBC segment with Lester Holt. January 2020, talking specifically about the hookup in modems of the ES&S computer voting systems. That was literally 10 months before the election. NBC's reporting that there are serious concerns about whether the machines were susceptible to being hacked and fraud. So I think that Governor DeSantis in Florida and Governor McMaster in South Carolina, and other states where the ES&S system was used, or states where Dominion was used, but Trump won. I think they have a duty to the public, to their citizens, to get their elections audited, a full forensic audit. If everything's fine, then we need to know it. But I suspect they're going to find that everything is not fine, and then we really do need to know it. We've got to have honest elections. I believe this fraud was nationwide, top of the ticket, and maybe even more so in the down ballot races. Let's let the truth come out so that we can fix the problems so that we never find ourselves with a stolen attempt to steal our election again.
81 million people is what we're being told voted for Joe Biden. More votes garnered by that man than any presidential candidate in the history of our country. More black votes than Barack Obama, the first black president elected not once, but twice. Everywhere that I go, no matter what neighbors I talk to, I have yet to find a neighborhood where people predominantly say or acknowledge that they voted for Joe Biden, if they're willing to tell me who they voted for. Overwhelmingly, Trump, everywhere that I go, everybody that I ask. The further evidence that I would present is when you watch a YouTube or any live broadcast that's done by the current administration, they struggle to get 1,000 viewers. I do more than that on this program every day. I did not get 81 million votes. 81 million people don't follow me on any social media platform, and I am not the president of the United States. This suggests to me that obviously this thing was a nationwide attempt. Whether you are a Republican or a Democrat, and whether you are one of the people, supposedly 81 million of them, that voted for Joe Biden, or if you voted for Donald Trump, it shouldn't matter. Fair elections and knowing that your vote went to the candidate that you wanted your will to be heard, to put that person, whether it's at a school board level or the president of the United States, is equally as important to know that your vote counts.
Well, let me put it in a short phrase. Election integrity is nonpartisan. Whatever side of the political ledger you fall on, you want an honest election. If you do not want an honest election, that says it all, doesn't it? So I would think that both sides, if they want an honest election, would be pushing for these statewide full forensic audits across the nation. You're right, Stu. God gave us common sense. We need to use it. If you look at Arizona right now, I recall vividly that before the election, there was a 92 or 94 mile caravan for Donald Trump. And then the media came out and called Arizona at 30% of the vote for Joe Biden. Are you kidding me? Donald Trump won Arizona by a landslide. But what you pointed out is true. Look at Joe Biden. I think he ran twice for president. I think he got something like 2% of the vote before one of the elections he had to drop out because he got caught plagiarizing. Kamala Harris, she dropped out of the first primary in 2020. She got like 2%. Neither one of them campaigned. When they had these events that were staged, they had like 20 people there sitting in circles 6 feet apart. Look at the Trump rallies. So you got a man that didn't campaign. It's got a horrible record that has been demonstrated of criminality, dealings with China, his son, Hunter. We know there's a lot of problems with Kamala. I call her Kamala Harris. I'll leave those unspoken at the moment. People know about it. The point is that if you apply common sense and then you try to convince me that Joe Biden got more votes than anybody in the history of the presidency, that just defies common sense to the point where it is errant nonsense. But the country's been brainwashed over years by the propaganda media. When someone is brainwashed, you can tell them 1,000 times the truth and they will not believe it. They've got to see it for themselves to believe it. So if people are beginning to watch, they're going to see that what you've been saying and I've been saying since November the 4th is true. This election was an attempt to steal our presidency and our other officials. It was an overthrow, a revolution of our government. And then they're going to realize that the truth is, because God works in opposites, the media's lie that Biden got the most votes, you're going to find in time that the opposite is true, that Donald Trump got more votes than anyone running for president in modern history. So we got to have our duly elected president recognized as such. I believe, and I've said since November the 4th, that Donald Trump is and remains our president for no other reason than I know that the American public, we the people, select our leaders, and we selected Donald Trump. He is and remains the president of the United States of America.
Which brings me to my next question, Lynn, and I know that you're pressed for time, but I just wanted to ask you, so when Arizona's audit results are exposed, which I believe, and in conversations privately with you, you and I have talked about leading up to the exposure of the results of that audit, there's more than likely going to be several or one major or a combination of the two distractions in this country to pull your attention away from these audits. But if and when those results are exposed for everybody to see, if it is proven or when it is proven that Donald J. Trump took that state, other swing states follow suit, every state follows suit, we get our way in Florida and South Carolina, as well as every other state, even the ones where Donald J. Trump won, according to the numbers that we have been force-fed, and it's proven that overwhelmingly in a landslide, Donald J. Trump won, what then happens? Is there any legal, as an attorney, and I know that your defamation is your thing, but as a legal mind, is there any legal mechanism to return him to the White House?
Well, let me say this. That question assumes that he left. Now, we know he left the White House. I'm not sure who's been in the White House in the last few months. I see videos from Washington, D.C., and there doesn't appear to be anybody working in any of the major buildings of government. It's like a ghost town. What's going on?
It's very weird.
I see a lot of things that are weird, like the inauguration. They swore Biden in on TV, and supposedly a live broadcast, some 17 minutes early. That never happens. Something's fishy. So, I would like to believe, and it's just my belief, because I try to look at situations that don't make sense, and I try to connect some dots to where you can explain it, where it makes sense, because I believe there are no coincidences in life. I believe everything is planned. I felt that way all my life. I know now, as a matter of faith in God, that He does plan everything. So I try to make sense of a situation. I think there is at least a reasonable belief to be held that Donald Trump signed the Insurrection Act and imposed martial law before the Electoral College vote. If he did that, habeas corpus is suspended, as is the Constitution. So everything from that point on is void. Trump is still the president. If there was, taking another approach, if there was fraud, and I believe clearly there was, and it will be shown, fraud, as a matter of legal theory, vitiates everything. So if the election was a fraud, everything about that election is null and void as if it never happened under the law. So in that scenario, you would say, well, then you've got to have a new election. Again, I'd like to, well, I think we're going to have a new election on the down ballot races regardless. But I would like to believe, because I trust that there are people that are patriots in our military, I would like to believe that there were patriots that were aware that this theft was going to take place. I would like to also believe that based on knowledge of the new computing systems, that the military captured the vote on the presidency so that we can find from the military who we should trust the exact vote. There's been information circulating in various places that would show that Trump won 410 electoral votes, even Kerry, California. I think that's right. So there's a variety of scenarios. People can say, well, Wood's a conspiracy theorist. That's nonsense. I'm anything but. I follow truth based on facts, and I try to connect dots logically. Conspiracy theorist is a term that the CIA developed to demean people who got it right and connected the dots. So when they call me a conspiracy theorist, they're the conspirators, not me. So there's a variety of ways that logically would result in the will of the people being recognized, that being that Donald Trump is our president. I think that there are other things going on, so that timing is not something that we can guess about. But I do believe that in the big picture, faith, a matter of faith, when people say, is there a plan? Absolutely. God has a plan. God created America with freedom. Freedom comes from God. Communism is based on satanic beliefs. That means freedom wins over communism. So we should all know that this will end well, even though our country is going to be learning a lesson not to take our freedom for granted, a lesson not to believe the nonsense coming from the propaganda media, a lesson not to be misled by business leaders and politicians who do not have this country's best interest at heart. I believe we're getting ready to have a major change in the United States of America. We're going to go back to something that we were closer when we were formed, a nation under God, led by people who were divinely inspired. I believe that America will then be the shining light to effectuate change around the world. So I think, as President Trump said, perhaps related to a different subject matter, I believe the best is yet to come, and that we are living in a time that will prove to be one of the most exciting time periods in the history of our country and maybe our world since Jesus Christ walked on the face of this earth. God is in control, and he's getting ready to show us that he's real again. It's the second harvest, in my view. And you look around the country and the world, more and more people are turning to faith in God. More and more people are praying. So I'm very hopeful about the future, even though I recognize there may be some difficult days ahead. I believe all is well because God Almighty, who controls everything, because he created everything, he only acts for good. And what we're experiencing now that appears to be bad, in time we will see it is a blessing in disguise, because God takes evil and bad and uses it for good. I hope that answers your question.
Absolutely. Lynn Wood speaks truth, not just a Telegram handle, which, by the way, the only place that you can find him, interact with him on the internet, is on Telegram at Lynn Wood Speaks Truth, but it's also a moniker that you live by. Lynn Wood, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. And again, thank you for what you're doing for the country, and God bless you and all your viewers.
Always love talking to Lynn Wood. Great friend and a true patriot. He's out here fighting for you. Don't ever forget that. Make sure that you follow that man in Telegram. Always full of great insight, intel, and great information. Dr. Ruby is standing by. She is holding on. I want to remind you about the holistic and natural way that I take care of my body and my psychological everyday stability. Everybody's dealing with stress and anxiety. There's no question about that. The older we get, the longer the muscle pains last. The ligament, the joint pain, the arthritis sets in. Maybe you get migraine headaches or you have allergies, a diagnosis like PTSD, ADHD, or just the everyday run-of-the-mill stability that you're looking for. CBD is the answer to that, folks. I'm telling you, if you don't know about CBD, it will make a positive impact in your life, I promise you. Now, if you already know about CBD, but you're not doing business with a veteran-owned company, here's attention to all of you. Non-CBD users and CBD users of other companies, stop it, knock it off, get involved with CBD, and come over to AmericaFirstOil.com. Ver Forever is a veteran-owned company. It's owned by Tim Klund, who started this business to help his fellow veterans. Little did he know that it would go all the way. Now he's dealing in bath salts, skincare products, oils, pain creams, patches, all kinds of different stuff. You can find it all at AmericaFirstOil.com right now. And if you are a listener of the Stu Peter Show, or if you are a veteran, just use the promo code VET50. I'm telling you, so go ahead and use it. VET50 for 50% off site-wide Verve Forever products. They're the highest quality price products at the most affordable pricing, and they even got more affordable than that now. 50% off using the promo code VET50 when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. Dr. Ruby is coming up. We talked to America's frontline doctors, pediatric director Dr. Ferrella, yesterday. We briefly touched once again on VAERS and how this data seems to be disappearing. What is the importance of it? Providers may or may not know about it. We mentioned the Harvard study all the time. This is extremely important. We welcome back Dr. Jane Ruby. She's an international health economist. She has 20 years of pharmaceutical research experience. Nobody more qualified than to opine on this stuff than Dr. Jane Ruby. You can email her encrypted at drjaneruby@protonmail.com. She's a Stu Peter Show contributor. And all of those things. Your introduction just keeps getting longer and longer because of your qualifications to speak on this. And we really appreciate you being here as well to our listeners. I get a lot of emails thanking and wondering if she could just take over the show here. Keep us updated on these vaccines. But you have breaking things that you want to talk about today and stress the importance of this VAERS stuff, what the real numbers actually are, and why people should be so alarmed. Dr. Ruby?
Sure. Thank you, Stu. I think it's important to go back to what the Harvard study was about. It looked at the reality of the numbers of what's reported in terms of vaccine adverse events. And it's also important to remember that our own federal government, our tax dollars, paid for that study. It was actually paid for and sponsored by Health and Human Services. When we look at those numbers and we match it up with the Harvard study, told us, and in their words, fewer than 1% of vaccine adverse events are actually reported. When we look at the numbers out of VAERS as late as May 28th, we can see, and I've provided you with that list of numbers in those red boxes. For example, we can see that each of these numbers actually should be multiplied by 100. So for example, deaths. Deaths are not 5,165. They're actually 516,000 deaths. I mean, we've shut down studies, we've talked about this before, for 25 or 30 deaths. That's a huge signal. This insanity goes further, Stu. If you look at the emergency room visits, this is where people are having serious adverse events. They're frightened. They don't know where else to turn. It's too serious just to go into the doctor's office. We're looking at a real number of 5,674,000. When we talk about anaphylaxis, for those people who are not aware of what that is that's the severest form of an allergic reaction. Your airway closes up. You can't breathe. Your skin is on fire. You have tremendous inflammatory processes going on. You're probably getting into delirium. Anaphylaxis is not 1,342, but rather 132,000 cases. These are just the United States, Stu. Office visits. Well over 5 million office visits. Facial paralysis, or what's known as Bell's palsy, 156,000 cases. And it goes on and on. We could start to look at the Guillain-Barré diagnoses, the myocardial diagnoses, and start multiplying these numbers by 100.
How do these compare, these numbers, to other vaccines? Influenza, you know, all these other vaccines? Because the pushback on this is always every vax has risks.
Well, when we look at the VAERS system itself and we look at vaccine adverse event reporting in the last, I believe it's 10 years, they are only a small fraction of what we've gotten from the COVID vaccines since December, Stu. That's just unbelievable. I'm trying to sound the alarm because this is a much more serious situation than I think people realize. And we're about to start injecting, as a country, we're about to start injecting not only 12 to 17 year olds, but their Pfizer has already, as you reported on the show yesterday, Pfizer is going forward with seeking the approval to get an authorization to jab 2-year-olds to 10-year-olds. This is going to change the history of our country forever.
And this is completely against the science, completely against the suggestion or recommendation from actual healthcare professionals who are seeing all of this data, and they are approaching this from a mathematical, factual perspective. But for Pfizer, for Moderna, this is all about money. For the federal government, for school, for universities, for employers, they're getting kickbacks. I know they are. I'm just waiting on a brave whistleblower to come forward and tell me. But as Dr. Ferrella said yesterday, look, these universities are paid for studies. They are getting paid to force their students to be inoculated before they return. This is not about health and safety. This is about money first and then control and compliance second.
That's correct. And I just wanted to add one other thing to this VAERS story and these numbers story. We have a growing chorus of analysts. Like, I know you've had Albert Benvenides on the show, or his work, at least. He's known on Twitter as Welcome the Eagle 88. And like I said, a chorus of other analysts that are tracking VAERS with their own spreadsheets, watching the numbers get throttled. Also, we got word the other day that the government has given General Dynamics, a well-known government contract type company, corporation, the management of VAERS. So, I mean, this is just the fox watching the hen house. So that's just startling to me. And I think people have to start using the multiplication of 100 to realize what's happening when they go before these school boards and other areas in their communities and say, don't jab my child. I'm not giving you permission.
Yeah. And, you know, Dr. Ferrella, again, yesterday said that they set up a vaccine clinic for kids in the school, you know, in the gymnasium or wherever specific location it was, doesn't matter, but for kids, for parents to be able to bring their kids there. But yet she can't give it in a clinic. There's a reason for that. And then again, at the school, she went to the school board, to the board of education there, and said, hey, absolutely, you should not do this. These are the reasons why. I'm a medical professional. I'm a pediatric. I've vaccinated tens of thousands of kiddos in my career. I want to sound the alarm on this thing. They don't listen to her. They go ahead with it anyways.
Right. And really, that leads me, if I could, to the second part of my report.
Yeah.
We are getting inundated with reports and proton email from doctors and nurses. You know, the majority of doctors and nurses, I have to say, work in institutions now, big healthcare delivery systems. You know, the group of physicians and nurse practitioners that work independently in private practice is shrinking. So we're getting a lot of communications saying, look, I don't want my name yet out there, but I want to tell you what's going on in our hospital system. Stu, they're being discouraged and literally coerced out of reporting to VAERS. So that's another factor going into the low numbers. I'm really worried about this. I'm trying to encourage more of them to come forward. Hopefully we can get them on your show and they can really tell the story themselves.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to do the right thing, if you want to honor the oath that you took to protect the health and lives of Americans, then you have to come forward. You can't hide your face or your voice anymore. Now is the time. So absolutely come forward. And that, you know, we've seen examples of this with the critical race theory, parents that want to fight back against this stuff, and they will only talk to Fox News if their face is blurred and their voice is changed. That's a bunch of BS. Do you want to fight for your kids or don't you? And I say the same thing to anybody that's a whistleblower with inside of the healthcare community. If you're a provider or you work for a provider and you're seeing this stuff happening, you have to come out and you have to save kids. That's what this is about. I'm not overstating it here. We are talking about saving the lives of children. Think about that. Let it sink in, sleep on it, and hit me up in my proton mail. I will protect your anonymity if that's what it takes for you to come forward. I promise you I'll do that. But we need bold-faced, out in the open, vulnerable, completely exposed, naked individuals that are going to say, no, this is happening. It has to stop.
Yes. Yes.
You can also email Dr. Ruby directly, Dr. Jean Ruby at protonmail.com. Ooh. Yeah.
I apologize. I just got something across my communication channel that I want to share with the audience. This is a communication from a Navy officer. Do we have time to read this? This
Go
is
ahead.
Really critical.
Yeah.
I'm just shocked. This Navy officer, I've got the name. I've got where it's come from. So it's kind of automatically vetted. This Navy officer says that they received an email. I believe on May 14th, he's just coming forward now. I think he's been thinking about it. And may I quote the email that he received from his Navy commander? That Navy commander said to the troops, I received word through Navy medicine channels this week that full FDA approval of the Pfizer vaccine is expected in approximately 6 weeks. So that would be like any time now in the next week or two. This communication goes on to say, and it will be followed after that by Moderna's approval soon after. After the vaccines have full approval, Secretary of Defense would be in a position, if he so chooses, to require all uniformed personnel to be vaccinated. While I can't make any predictions about the likelihood of this, I did want everyone to be aware of the impending FDA approval and possible implications for uniformed personnel. Stu, our military are being cornered right now.
Oh, I just got chills. I just got goosebumps when you said that. That is horrific.
They have no way out, Stu. You know, the rest of us can decline. We can go into the woods. They'll be court-martialed if they're found. I mean, they have no way out.
I hope whoever wrote that communication is also viewing this and will come forward. If you want to, because of your military service, which we honor and we thank you for your service, if you need your anonymity protected, face blurred, voice changed, fine. We'll do that. That I understand. You have a lot to lose there. But this can't happen. The Secretary of Defense needs to know immediately that these are people too. They signed up to potentially make the ultimate sacrifice and exchange their life for our individual liberty and freedom to make these choices. That's what they're fighting for. They're not fighting to be mandated to die potentially at the hands of the government in some unproven injection being falsely referred to as a vaccine. That's insane.
As far as I know, this is the first military person to come through. And I think they trusted your show and you and us enough to do this. We will protect the person's name and the person who wrote it, who is a line commander. But if they give us further permission, I hope we can talk to them directly. This has got to stop.
I know you got to go. Dr. Jean Ruby, thank you so much for being here. Absolutely horrific.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Boy, the military is always in our prayers, but even more so now. Dr. Ruby with a great report. And I'm calling on you if you are in the medical field. Okay, if you're a healthcare worker, if you work at a university, if you're with the military, if you're at any of these other places, you have the opportunity right now to speak up. Global citizens everywhere are depending on you. We got to wake them up or they're going to kill our kids. It's very important. I'm telling you the truth. That's why a lot of people come to this platform. Truth is hard to find. They want to know, how do we support your platform? The best way to do that is by supporting our sponsors. They pay us to be on the air. You don't have to donate. They pay us to be on the air. I don't want your money. I want you to get something great in return. Support our sponsors like steponsocks.com. What are you going to get in return? A 3-pack of high-quality, 100% Patriot-designed, 100% cotton, red, white, and blue socks with the names of all the globalists you hate written right on the bottom so you can step on these snakes all day long. Biden, Fauci, Obama, the Clinton crime family. Family. Gates, Pelosi, they're all on the bottom so you can step on these snakes, take your shoes off, put them up on your desk, piss off all the liberals. It's great. Also, the brand new Trader Joe, the Trader Joe version is out. You got to go over and check it out. Steponsocks.com right now. A 3-pack of those quality socks for just $17.76. You can't get a shirt for that, but you get 3 pairs of 100% cotton, 100% Patriot design, red, white, and blue socks at steponsocks.com. It's a great way to support this platform. Deanna Lorraine is standing by. We'll get to her. Stick around. More Stu Peters coming up right now. Two things that really plague our country right now, critical race theory and the cancel culture. If you don't know what a big deal they are, in the simplest terms, it's Marxism, it's communism, it's taking over here in our country. If you don't agree with the communist regime, you will be canceled, you will be removed, your voice will not be heard, you'll be deleted from social media platforms, you could lose your job, your entire life, your whole existence will be completely deleted, eradicated, blown up, gone, disappeared, made absent from society. That is the premise of cancel culture. You either obey and you go along, or you say bye-bye, even if it means being killed. That is how extreme cancel culture really is. Critical race theory is the idea that all of your kids are going to be indoctrinated in school, whether they like it or not, and whether you approve of it or not. They will be told that they are racists. If they have white skin, they are a racist by default, and they should be abolished, completely gone from society, unless they admit that they are a racist, repent for their whiteness, and proclaim that they will join the team. It's insane. This is not only happening underground, it's not just being kept quiet, but apparently, according to Deanna Lorraine, who joins us now for Shots Fired, this is happening all over the place, right out in front of you, as the famous people, the faces that we're all familiar with, household names, are now being canceled and falling victim of critical race theory. Deanna Lorraine joins us now. Thank you for being here. What's going on?
Well, the latest victim of cancel culture and this BLM mob taking over America is Chris Harrison. Now, if you don't know Chris Harrison has been the host of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette franchise for the last 20 years since it premiered. And he was loved by everybody. In The Bachelorette, The Bachelor, I'm assuming that you as a man probably don't watch it.
To be honest with you, right? I have no idea who this guy is, but that's okay. I digress.
Yes, I'll save you your dignity, even if it's a guilty pleasure that you watch with your wife. But yes, he's a beloved host and everyone loves him of all walks of life. He's been there since the beginning and he's kind of a consoling, comforting, confidant type of person. Plays the role of a therapist to all these women. And just like sort of an anchor to all the craziness that happens in The Bachelor. Well, unfortunately, he has just been canceled by ABC, by The Bachelor franchise, after 20 years. And let me fill you in as to the reason why. And I know your viewers may not watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette, but this has serious implications because this is going on as we speak everywhere. Obviously, he's not the only victim of the cancel culture. So just as a quick fill-in, what happened was the last man who was The Bachelor was a man named Matt James, who was Black. He was the first real Black lead of The Bachelor show. So what happens was he ended up picking a white woman. You know, I don't care about color, but apparently they do. Her name was Rachel Kirkconnell. So he picks this white woman at the end. Everything seems to be going great. But then during the course of time, when he picks her as the bachelorette to the one to run away in the sunset with, and a month later when they do the reunion, pictures resurface. And there's this huge controversy that everyone goes up in arms and saying that this Rachel girl is a huge racist. So you would think that she was running around with KKK hoods and having some terrible things, Confederate flags, something, right? But no, all there was a picture that she had posted years ago of her in her sorority at college at a Southern theme party. It was a Southern theme party, and she was wearing a Southern theme style dress. And everyone said, oh my God, this is an antebellum theme party. And they were up in arms about it, saying that she was the biggest racist ever and she needed to be banned and Matt James needed to break up with her. So fast forward a little bit. She got tarred and feathered, this poor girl, from a college picture from years ago that she said, look, my sorority was a Southern style themed sorority. And it's just what we do. We went to some Southern parties and I didn't know that the dress I was wearing was a racist, even though it was just a Southern style dress that a lot of women wear. I didn't know that this picture was racist or my sorority was racist. But apparently to a lot of woke America, it was racist. So the host of the show, Chris Harrison, all he did was have an interview and say, look, when he was asked her thoughts, he said, we should allow her at least the chance to speak before tarring and feathering her. We should allow this poor girl who's 21 years old the chance to speak, because wearing a Southern style dress, it may not have occurred to her that that was racist, right? Now the woke culture has taken over, but you know, a lot of girls make mistakes. A lot of people make mistakes. And I think that we should allow someone grace and the ability to have some compassion and apologize before we completely cancel this person and make them out to be this horrible racist. You would think that would be a common sense thing to say as someone who is a common sense person. But unfortunately, this host, Chris Harrison, for 20 years, because he made that one comment saying that we should give some grace and compassion to someone before canceling them, now he has been canceled. He's been canceled. They fired him from The Bachelor after 20 years, this beloved person. And what's worse about it, not only the fact that he's fired because he kind of was a staple to the show, he really made the show. What's worse about it is he did apologize after they made an example of him and suspended him, said, oh my God, you're suspended for this. You're defending a racist. How dare you defend this white racist girl? Defending them, after that, they suspended him. And during that period, he made several heartfelt apologies, saying he apologized, it was insensitive, it was an insensitive comment, and I'm really sorry, and I love the Bachelor series, and I will put in that work to re-educate myself with how racism in America really works. Even after all of that, now he still gets fired permanently.
What is this guy's name? What's his name again?
Chris Harrison is his name. And
Chris Harrison is a pussy. Okay?
Right.
Period. And there should be absolutely no reason for him to apologize for expecting due process at all. Right. You should never apologize for that. In Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, where Dante Wright was shot and killed by Kim Potter, the mayor fired a city administrator who said, we should allow due process to take place. Kim Potter is afforded due process, period. Mm-hmm. Is she guilty of something? I don't know, because there has been no due process. I will know after all of the facts are presented and a jury of her peers makes a decision. Mm-hmm. Although we see that that doesn't always work out, as we saw in the Derek Chauvin trial, we now have a political prisoner. But what I hate seeing is all of these people backpedaling to save their own skin, because all you are doing then is legitimizing the platform, saying, yeah, you're right. I am a racist. I am a racist. You are falling victim to the cancel culture and this critical race theory nonsense. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
Chris Harrison, is that his name?
Yes.
Chris Harrison, you're not a racist. You're not a racist for allowing due process to take place, for allowing this white girl to have her day in court for wearing a Southern-themed dress, whatever that means. I haven't seen a picture of this dress. But obviously, if it was in the South or a Southern theme and she was going along with the theme, then whoever else was there is obviously a flaming racist too. So no, Chris Harrison, you're not a racist. You're just a big, giant pussy.
Well, and it's funny you say that, because the thing is, what happened, I'm just going to sum this up as quickly as possible, but in that, after the final rose, in that reunion episode where the Black Bachelor, Matt James, was supposed to, you know, they're supposed to ride in the sunset together after he found out about these horrible racist allegations about the white girl he chose. He dumped her in front of national television in a humiliating way and said, "You cannot possibly understand my blackness." After your horribly insensitive pictures, after understanding how racist, your inherent racist, whether you realize it or not, subconscious racist, you cannot possibly understand my blackness, and you need to go do that work. Go do yourself some work. Go do that work. And re-educate yourself.
That's a grasp at a platform also. This is a black guy who sees millions of dollars to be made, just like Ibram Kendi, just like Reverend Jesse Jackson, just like Al Sharpton. That's all this is. This is a ploy.
Colin Kaepernick. And guess what? By the way, he was raised by white parents too. That's the other funny thing. His dad abandoned him when he was younger, and white parents were the ones who raised him. Another example of this.
So is he going to out the parents that raised him as people who were just appropriating the black culture, and they're deeply racist as well, because only racist people would ever raise a black child? I mean, come on. It's telegraphed. It's right out in front of you how obvious this is.
It feels scripted. And of course, so she was groveling and groveling on stage, and it was so embarrassing and humiliating, saying how apologetic she was and she wants another chance.
She's
give her another chance. He wouldn't even hug her on stage. It was horrible. He's like, "You're so white, you're racist, I won't even hug you," basically. So fast forward a couple of months later, he's now back together with this girl because she groveled enough, and Chris Harrison is fired. And what this tells everybody is this: what they want is not an apology. They don't want it, because you can read the comments and everything, and even people still say it wasn't heartfelt enough. They didn't apologize enough. Chris didn't sound sincere enough.
Probably what wasn't heartfelt is, because he knew he should have never been apologizing in the first place.
Exactly. You never apologize, and because it's not about an apology. It's how much you self-flagellate and humiliate yourself and grovel over and over and over again in the public eye. And even then, it's a maybe. It's maybe we'll take you back. Maybe we'll forgive you. There's no forgiveness in the woke world. There's no forgiveness in the mob culture. There's no reason to bow. You cannot ever apologize. And every time one person like Chris Harrison apologizes and bows down, it takes us two steps back, because it legitimizes everything. It makes everything seem actually real when it's a bunch of BS. And again, it is never about the apology. It's how much you humiliate yourself in front of everybody, and then maybe they'll take you back. But usually they don't anyways. They kick you to the curb. So maybe this is going to be a uniting factor finally, because people of all walks of life, Democrats, Republicans, they all love this Chris Harrison as a host. And the comments from this, I've been reading them the last few days, they're horrendous. They all unequivocally hate this decision to fire him. Everybody hates this decision. Everyone says that this is cancel culture gone way too far. So maybe this is finally the tipping point to have Democrats, liberals, etc., wake up to how brutal this is and how much this is a bunch of BS. Maybe this will finally unite us. Because if you don't care, you may not care about Chris Harrison, you may not care about The Bachelor, but you better care about your children, because this is happening to your children in your schools. This is happening to you. It's going to be your job on the line. You're going to be fired next time, or it's your child that's going to be persecuted and flogged in front of everybody until they grovel enough so that maybe the black people take them back. Maybe the mob culture takes them back. We have to stand up for this. We cannot keep cucking. Chris Harrison loved you as a host, but you made a mistake in apologizing right there. You never should apologize, because there was nothing to apologize for. We are not racist. America is not inherently racist. And if you don't stand up, this is our children on the line. This is our future. People are committing suicide now, and children are committing suicide right now, because they believe they're inherently racist and evil because the black culture tells them so.
Yes. Wow. Those are some shots.
Shots fired.
You know, this is the exact reason, Deanna Lorraine, that I didn't sign a contract that was put in front of me for a lot of money with a major syndicate. I'd have been on thousands of radio stations right now, living very comfortably on some beach. I didn't sign it because I knew that they wanted to water down the message. I didn't sign it because then I'm owned. I'm controlled. There's not a major network out there that could put a dollar in front of me right now that would be large enough for me to accept. That's why. This is why. I will not be controlled. I will not be bought. And so as far as Christy Harrison or whatever her name is, what she needs or this guy needs to do. Yeah. Well, he's not demonstrating as that. We're making men again. And I'll tell you how in a little while. But this guy needs to go grab a hold of his testicular fortitude. And now that he's learned his lesson, now that he's been canned anyway, despite his fake, heartless, insincere apology, because he should have never had to apologize in the first place. I hope now what he does is he rolls his shoulders back, sticks his chest out, grabs a hold of his and actually comes out and fights back against this stuff, because he's got a platform. Apparently a lot of people like this guy. I had never heard of him before, but that's fine. I mean, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, I know that they're very successful. I'm not downing that by any means, and I'm sure that he was very successful as well. It's a shame that he's had it all taken away from him, but at the end of the day, it's because Chris Harrison, you're a pussy. Deanna Lorraine, she joins us every single day. There will be no Stu Peters show tomorrow or Monday. However, we will look forward to having her back on Tuesday. Follow her at DeannaLorraine.com. She's on Gab at Real Deanna Lorraine, and get her book, Taking Back America. Thank you, dear. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Hey, I'm just calling a spade a spade. Don't forget to follow me in Telegram. Make sure that you do that. Check out all of our sponsors. Go to keystolife.shop. Go to steponsocks.com. Go to americafirstoil.com. And don't forget about our great friend, Carlos Cortez. Get to americafirstretirementplan.com right now. Enter the password Cortez and take advantage of that class that he is offering for free for all of you patriots just for being here with the Stu Peters Show and being fellow truthers. Until tomorrow. Or no. Till Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to follow me in Telegram. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radar!